Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
Well, that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is time for another week of the N4G Radio. And with us this week, we don't have Gambus Con, and I know John's going to jump my ass and say, don't say that at the beginning, because then people will turn it off.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm a bee. I'm going to sting you.
May you be. May you be. Yay. Anyway.
It's going to be one of those.
But with us this week, we have the K-Dub is in the house.
Or,
hey. I was going to say, or maybe not. Also with us, we have the Wombat Round Wombode.
Oh, hello.
Willow!
Willow, of course.
Oh, I wish we had Warwick Davis on the show. That'd be awesome. Also with us, we have the Frustrated Fury.
I have a question for everybody.
I don't give a shit.
Who do you voodoo, bitch?
Who do you voodoo, bitch?
Oh, Christ.
Homie jump.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Also with us, we have John W.
Hello.
Why am I echoing?
You what?
I heard myself say your name twice.
That's because it's so awesome.
Oh.
Yep, it's one of those.
Oh, and finally we have Mr. Tardy. Mr. Futon.
That's...
Yeah, microphone.
What did you just say?
I didn't say it. I couldn't finish my sentence. But that's
hi,
okay.
Everybody.
Oh, should be a good show. Maybe.
You start with Gambus is not here, and then you go to it's going to be a good show. I'm getting mixed messages here.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to have to go to Drew for his fondling first, then, because okay. He's the only other guy who plays anything with the words RPG in it.
Yeah.
Good.
It's not my fault. You keep sending them. But,
okay.
You can complain. I'll send them to somebody else.
Nobody else is going to play those games.
Hey, I reviewed Disgaea.
There he is. Yes, he did. He reviewed the last Disgaea.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Well, let's see if you're going to review this game. I played a game called, I still can't pronounce it, Atelier Totorini.
Tostitos?
Sounds like a Gambus Con game.
Yeah.
Hold on. That's word salad. Are you having a stroke?
Yes. Help me. It's The Adventure of Arland. It is the sequel to Atelier Rorona.
Skizuntite.
Yeah.
My Rorona.
I take it back. It's already one of those shows.
You know, I played probably about 3 hours of it yesterday. I just got it yesterday. I think you got to be a certain type of role-playing fan to enjoy those games. But I will say that if you are a fan of those games, you will not be disappointed because this game is actually very good. You have to be able to stand cutesy characters who have really annoying voices. Kind of like me.
No, you're not cute, nor do you have a...
I
have been told cute. I am cute all the time.
I'll go with the annoying voice, but the cute part...
Did dudes tell you this?
Yes.
No, his mom told him that.
Aww.
Hey, my mom don't lie. But,
She's done fibs.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, you should have done that to your boy.
Poor little
feller. Tastes like peckers.
Wow. I think It's a very standard RPG. It all revolves around alchemy. You have to make stuff for different people, and that's basically what your quests are. You take a quest and say, well, I need 5 of these. Well, you can either, you know, sometimes it's just gathering them, or sometimes it's actually, you have to, I guess, what they call it, synergize them into, and make them, and then give them to them, and you get, you know, experience for it, and you also get, gold and stuff like that. And then you have other objectives too. You know, I'm not really too deep into it. Luckily, that game doesn't come out for about 2 more weeks, so I'll give it a good fair shake, and let you know a little bit more about it next week. I played a lot of Super Street Fighter 4, most of which happened last night or Saturday night. We're breaking the wall now.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Breaking the wall like Kool-Aid. But
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, I was setting that up. But
And it got ruined.
Yeah. But, yeah, I play a lot of Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition, actually. We jumped into the Arcade Edition. As much as I hate Capcom for what they're doing with their fighting games, they still make a good fighting game. I mean, that's the fact. And, you know, I have a lot of fun not just playing, like, with random people in ranked matches, but if I can find somebody who is, you know, equally skilled or even better than me, and we just sit down and, you know, basically just shoot the shit and play games at the same time, I have a blast. You know, I sat there for 4 hours yesterday just sitting there talking to this guy and just going over strategies and just, you know, just talking about whatever. And I think that's really what a fighting game is for me. It's not really necessarily about competition. It's about playing with friends and sharing your battles with each other. I don't know.
You sound like an after-school special.
I am a walking after-school special.
It's not about who wins and loses.
You sound like it's fucking not. Teeny Yothers over there.
God. But, yeah.
Play a lot of Street Fighter. Gets teabagged after death.
Yeah, too bad you can't teabag in Street Fighter.
Yeah, too bad.
Oh, yeah.
You could in Street Fighter 4, but you can't in Super Street Fighter 4.
Oh, man, thank God they added that to Street Fighter 4.
What?
Which version? What?
The first Street Fighter 4.
Which was like 12 iterations ago, right?
It was 3 iterations ago, thank you.
Shadow Battles.
God, yeah, no. I've traded that game, man. I'm never playing that game again. But, yeah, I mean, you know, when you KO somebody, you can still kind of move around and stuff like that. But in Super Street Fighter 4, when you KO somebody, you can't move, can't do anything. You know, I used to try and get an extra hit in when I KO somebody or something like that.
Well, you just want to rub it in.
Yeah, or taunt. But
dig.
But yeah, I played a lot of it. But the game I spent the most time in, and the game that I... there's two things. The game that I had possibly the most frustrating experience in this week and had the most fun in was Dead Island. Hey. Yeah, I can hear myself.
Hey, we're the monkeys.
But Dead Island is pretty freaking awesome. I experienced a lot of glitches. I'm not going to say that there's not a lot of glitches in that game, but damn, is that game not fun. Like, it dawned on me. I probably put in maybe a good 20 hours now, probably. And I think it dawned on me whenever you go to the second act, when you quote-unquote go into the city. I mean, you know, it's not really a big spoiler or anything like that. This game is huge. And then you just see all those side quests you can do. I was like, God, this game is freaking amazing. There is just so much crap to do in this game. And they do it well. You know, some of the quests are kind of throwaways. Get my teddy bear, you know, crap like that.
Yeah, what is wrong with that
she
one?
She was bonkers.
Yeah, she lost her mind.
And where's my teddy bear? Tell my sister that Teddy says hi.
Yeah, mental.
But, yeah, did that. And, you know, but there's so many things that they try to keep
in the same vein as a zombie story. You know, like, oh, help us make a sign that says help. You know, or it, obviously we're running out of food. Please go get us some more food. And, you know,
juice boxes. Don't forget the Capri Sun.
Yeah, we got to get the juice boxes. Gigantic juice boxes.
Yeah, those things are heavy, dude. Made me walk like a turtle.
I know it.
Made me walk like I had a poop in my pants.
I like turtles.
I bet you do like turtles, you slow-ass motherfucker.
Speaking of which, I
like
gotta
turtles.
What is it? John, what, are you special? I like turtles.
Haven't you seen that meme, that internet clip?
No.
Yeah, the zombie boy. Yeah, and John, you do a horrible northern accent, by the way.
Nah, live with it.
I like turtles. Like that. That's how he said it.
Hey, yo, I like turtles over here.
I like turtles. But anyway, so yeah, walking like a turtle to bring juice boxes. And but the best thing about it is the brutal, brutal ways you're going to kill a zombie. That is the most fun in the world. I love fighting the big thug guys. These hulking freaking bodybuilder zombie guys.
Steroid junkies.
Who will knock you on your ass every time they hit you. And you just break their friggin' arms. And so they're just like... And just, they look so stupid trying to hit you, like headbutt you.
Especially when you break their arms and they just flop around.
Yeah. And so, What?
I was going to say, yeah, that is a great deal of fun. I've picked the bladed weapon specialist, and hacking those arms off is rather satisfying for some unknown reason.
It is. They have done a great job of programming tissue separation.
It's an interesting name for it.
I mean, what else could you do? Beating the shit out of stuff. But I mean,
meat
that,
pinata.
Like,
meat pinata that, technology.
There you go. They should trademark that. But I think I find it more satisfying to hit them with blunt weapons than it is just to sever stuff with like a blade.
I don't know how you could find anything more satisfying than having one run at you and you decapitate them.
How about running at you and you take a freaking baseball bat that's lit on fire and hit them in the fucking head and send them flying 10 feet away from you?
You are taking a little bit too much joy in this.
Oh.
Signs of a serial killer.
No, I just can't wait for the zombie apocalypse to happen so I can just fucking go at it.
You realize you can't turn that off, right?
Yeah.
You're like, all right, I'm kind of tired. I'm gonna turn this off and go to sleep now.
You can't turn off the apocalypse.
Unless you're Sam Winchester.
Or Superman. I'll just go around the Earth in reverse.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. I did the cheesy Superman thing. But, yeah, Dead Island. It's the perfect blend of action and RPG. I will say it right there. And
it's Borderlands.
It's Borderlands, but I personally prefer this over Borderlands.
Oh, snap.
I said it.
I stole your mama's credit?
Yes. But the only thing that does kind of get to me is when they do introduce guns into the game, it feels off. Because I'm so used to melee combat that when you give me a gun and I just feel like I'm an idiot. Yeah, it's like, well, wait a minute. And so I'm still trying to run up to a guy with a gun and beat him over the head with it. So
that's because you are not playing as the feminist whore who always has a gun. That's her rage.
Yeah, I see.
Wow, that's not politically
well, I think,
correct.
I was going to say, I think that...
the hell happened?
I think the fact that they've kind of focused on melee weapons makes this game stand out more. Had it been a first-person shooter from the off, I don't think I'd been half as interested. So I don't really see the need for the guns to be in there. I'm sure there's probably going to be zombies further down the line that I have yet to encounter that are going to need a few bullets to the head, but I think that's what makes this game stand out and makes it, you know, so much fun is, you know, you have to get close to them, and so it's a little bit more dangerous, and, you know, the satisfaction you get when you know, put wood to zombie flesh.
That's kind of gross, John.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what you want to put your wood on zombie flesh for, but you know.
Oh,
that's an orange weapon right there.
Jesus.
John's wood.
I well, have you know, to run
you
into
got somehow.
You got your but tissues?
They do have. Everybody stop talking for a second.
No.
Yeah.
Whose turn?
Did we just have a moment of silence? What?
We did. For John putting his wood on zombies.
Dude, they'll bite your thing off.
Oh, God.
To be fair, some of the women I've been with would have anyway.
Oh, Jesus.
That's nasty.
Welcome to the Too Much Information podcast.
Yeah, Dead Island. It's really amazing. They get the whole you're beating something to death down perfectly.
A bit like me.
What is your frame of reference?
It's, my frame of reference.
Drew Leachman's teenage years.
Yeah.
His junk doesn't count.
You beat your dick like it owes you money? What?
That's right. Fuck it.
It's spiraling out of control. Yeah.
That's what happens when Gambus isn't here to keep the glue together.
It started there.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I played. Not really. I mean, more Persona 2, which my review should be up sometime this week. And, that game is relatively good. I think you have to be back in that old-school RPG mindset. And if you're a Persona fan, I still think you'll get a lot out of it. It takes a little while for the actual story to kick in and become somewhat relevant. But it's still you know, a very good game. And it fits well with the portable, for the PSP, because there's, you know, you can pretty much save anywhere. And it's okay, you know. You got to be used to the old school, you know, random battles and very, very slow kind of combat. Yeah, that. Oh no, I stepped on a enemy.
But, yeah. So I don't know if any of you. Well, I'm sure you did, Ken. Did anybody else play Skies of Arcadia on the Dreamcast?
Oh no,
Didn't they release that on GameCube
as
well?
They remade it on GameCube. The reason I classify the Dreamcast version is because the Dreamcast version, actually for the GameCube version, they toned down the number of random battles. Because the Dreamcast version, you'd be playing it and you'd take like 3 steps and then, and you'd get out of that battle, take 3 more steps. It got really frustrating after a while.
Oh, the good old JRPGs.
Luckily, in Persona 2, there is a spell that you can get for one of your personas that turns off random battles.
I thought that was the power button.
Oh, listen to you. You just love JRPG so much, don't you?
Oh, yes. With a passion.
I know. But anyway, yeah, I think that's pretty much all I played as far as this week goes. I'll be playing some more Atelier Tortone.
Achoo!
Tostitos.
Yes. Tostitos.
There you go.
I'm Artillery Tostada the Burritoing.
Fajita Buster. But, yeah, that.
Punch.
More Dead Island. I'm gonna try to finish that, maybe. Nah, shit, I ain't gonna finish that. Are you kidding me? I even started a new character last night. But, yeah, that's, and maybe some more Street Fighter if Tim, I don't know, Explosum is his gamer tag. I don't know if he listens to this or not, but I'll give him a little bit of a shout out. Also, Dead Island, I did play with Fixer last night. Fun times.
Well, we couldn't get a game going though, could we?
I know, me and you can't join a game together apparently.
Bit bizarre.
You know what? I think Xbox Live like had a brain fart for like 2 hours last night, because seriously, I couldn't get into, like, Tim, the guy I was playing with for Street Fighter. We tried for 30 minutes trying to get into a game. We couldn't even join a party together. Then all of a sudden, it started working.
Timber!
Now that's not nice.
It's magic. Anyway, I guess I'll move on to K-Dub.
Well, I just played Dead Island. I'm enjoying it more than I thought I would. I guess. I don't know. I just love running over zombies and chopping off their heads. It's pretty fun. I tell you what, though. The screams that some of these zombies let out.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Scares the shit out of me. Shut up.
Did you poop your pants?
No, I did not poop my pants.
Poop my pants.
But yeah, it is rather terrifying.
Yeah. Imagine playing it with headphones on.
God,
I did play with headphones on last night before I went to bed. And
then you peed to bed.
I didn't pee to bed. What the fuck? I would hear this awful shriek, and I would look around, and there's no zombie to be found. And then I would do my own, and then start just walking, and like, oh, I gotta go over here and do this. And then all of a sudden, he'd come up behind me and just punches me and claws me. I'm like, oh, that's good. So, I don't know. I enjoy it. I only played a little bit of it online with you. And
with me?
You.
With you.
But it was fun. I want to play more of it online, but everyone wants to go through it single player.
I want someone to play online.
All right. Well, there you go.
I actually played all but an hour of it or so in single player. The rest was all multiplayer.
But playing online would involve you actually becoming available on the Xbox.
Yeah, I've never seen you online, dude.
No. He's shy, bless him.
No, I'm not shy. God. My time is really taken up with work and school, so maybe this weekend we can play. Oh, wait, we got that thing. I might not make that Wednesday. So sorry, guys. So just the weekend, I guess, if anyone's up for it.
Okay.
Cool.
I guess that's your future, huh?
I don't know, maybe. Like I said, I may not play. I don't know.
But your game comes out next week.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't come out for another 2 weeks.
No, it's a week from Tuesday. That's next week.
Okay.
Are we talking Gears? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's not this week, so I don't have anything to play this week. Shut up. You broke me.
Okay. Whatever.
Shut up. No attitude from you.
Okay.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Gear up for the tree trunks.
You shut up, Drew.
Oh, hey, man. Come on.
Are you telling me you're not going to play Gears 3?
I'm not.
It's Drew. You know he's not going to play Gears 3.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it.
Drew hates everything.
That's not true. I loved Gears 1. I played Gears 2 and said, hey, they fucked up way too much stuff. I'm not playing any more of it.
Dude, what? It was 100 times better.
Even Cliffy B just said, you know, there were too many, like, they went a little high on set pieces in Gears 2. Like, you know, the snow tanks and all that shit. So, he agrees with you. I mean, it was still a decent game, but, you know.
I thought it was a fuck ton better than the first one.
I had a lot of fun with it.
I think they fucked up the gameplay. They fucked up the shotgun, which was my favorite weapon.
My God, one weapon? Really?
That ruined it for
Drew is like that guy that only liked it when it was underground. You know, when it became popular, he didn't like it anymore.
Gears of War was underground?
The first one was a no-name title.
You are insane.
Anyway. I look forward to playing the whole
Bad World. Yeah.
He's going to punch you in the face.
In the tip.
Giant cock.
In fact, I just put that song on repeat whenever I'm playing Gears.
So I'm going to move on to John then.
Yeah, why not? Let's.
That's all I've done.
I thought you said you were done. You said,
you know,
I don't know what I'm playing.
I was going to put my 2 cents in on the Gears.
Oh, well, go ahead.
You know, no, fuck you. You lost it. It's good.
It's so you're not going to talk, so it'll be like every other week?
No. <Fuck you. laughs>
Wow, he muted himself.
He muted it. He's pissed.
He's not, oh, bless
he's going to come over here and punch you all in the tip.
Oh, he's going to keep those little Italian feet of his.
Oh, shut up, John.
Anyway.
I will drive to England. And I said drive to England. My car.
Yeah, good luck.
Drive with such a fury that I will bypass all water.
He'll be like the Jesus lizard.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
So, John, what reviews are you behind on?
Oh, very well done. None now.
Thank yeah, you. Right. Liar.
No, they're all done.
Shut up, John.
Well, along with Dead Island, which we mentioned earlier, awesome game, of course. I have been playing some Baconing. Review has already gone up on the site. I was actually quite impressed. I'd be interested to know what Drew would think, because he's played the other two.
Yeah, have you played any of the other two?
No, I haven't.
That's the reason why you enjoyed that game.
Yeah.
See? He hates everything.
That's not true. My God, Ken, you know for a fact. You play it yourself.
Yeah, but you're such an easy target when it comes to that, because every game we talk about, you're like, I hate that game.
I can't wait till Drew hates on Skyrim.
Oh my God, I will never do that.
Oh, mark the date.
As soon as it's number one.
Fuck you, Skyrim.
Well, seriously, if you lose, like, you know, 40 hours worth of gameplay, I'd be pissed, too.
Yeah. I'm just saying, one of these days, you will...
So, John, anyway.
That's okay. Yeah, I actually did enjoy it. I thought it had its issues. But the plus points, such as the humor, especially, kind of oversee them. But then again, as I say... You know, people who play this will have probably played both Deathbank and Thongs of Virtue. I don't know how different they are,
not
whether
really.
They're just identical.
They're pretty much the same
identical.
Game.
So I could see how somebody who's already played those two might not get as much out of it, but I enjoyed it, having not played the first two. Mm. Also, Tropico 4. Tropico!
Oh, Jesus.
Which is awesome. The review will be going up shortly. I have just today finished my review for it. It is a pretty substantial game. I mean, probably you're going to get 20 hours, probably 20 to 40. And that's not if you don't include sandbox mode. There's 20 campaigns there to play. They've fixed all of the issues I had with the third one. I didn't have too many, but they've really tweaked them. They've given some sort of extra things to think about whilst playing the game. But it does a great job of guiding you. In three, you're kind of given a task at the beginning of the campaign to sort of do this with that island or do that with it. And... the objective was to do that and keep being re-elected. And it became quite difficult and in some cases almost impossible to keep every faction, because there's about sort of 12 or 15 factions you've got to take into consideration. You've got to keep them all happy. It became a real juggling act to try and do it. Whereas with 4, they it's not so much about the factions. They kind of go a little bit easier on those. It's more about completing the tasks, export and import, and turning your island into a holiday hotspot. All these various tasks that you can do, and it'll give you little nudges as to where you want to be looking at improving your island, what you need to build, maybe what you need to work on, what you need to lay off. And it's a nice guiding tool to get you through those campaigns. So they've really done a great job. Visually, it doesn't look any different. I've got it on full whack on my PC.
Yo, what now?
Full whack. It means top up to the top. Full whack.
Yeah, that's usually where I do my full whack, is right up to the top.
Right up to the top, baby.
Yeah. It's you Americans that would associate the word whack with wanking.
What do you guys call a super big gulp?
A what?
It's a swallow.
You look disgusting.
Really? Did you?
Or did they call it your mom?
Oh.
The unmutes for your mom joke. I'm proud.
That's a big gulp.
I'm shedding a tear of pride right now. And he's muted again.
What kind of pride is that?
Yeah. Are you done?
No.
Okay, go
the
on.
The show's still got about an hour or so. So.
Heaven help me.
If we're lucky.
Yeah.
But where was I? Your mum.
Oh, okay. Full whack.
Full whack, yes, thank you. It doesn't look any different to Tropico 3, but they've added some features such as disasters. For example, your tornado might blow in, destroy some of your buildings, a volcano might erupt and set fire to your island. All these little things make it a little bit more challenging. But for the full in-depth review, check the site in the next few days. Mine will be up there soon, once Mike has proofed it.
I'm doing that right now.
It's full whack.
Oh, lovely. The full whack. You've just bastardized our language completely.
Really?
We've been doing that for 200 years.
We bastardized your language, and you're calling the highest settings full whack.
Yeah.
Okay, just being clear about...
See, that's
maybe
whack.
Maybe we fixed...
That is whack.
Yeah, that is whack.
Well, I'm sure our English listeners will know what I'm talking about.
I'm sure they will.
I'm sure our American listeners will know what a big gulp is. What's your point?
Super big gulp. Num, num, num.
Other than that, nothing else. I didn't get a chance to play any Deus Ex. Dead Island kind of stole that thunder. As for future, more Dead Island. Definitely more Dead Island. Lots of Dead Island.
Okay.
I'm also hoping that you're able to get a review code for a game that I had never heard of until earlier today. If not, I'll have to actually pony up and pay for it myself. But those were days ago, weren't they, when I had to pay for my own downloadable games. there's a game called Hard Reset. I'd never heard of it. It's on Steam, and it's a first-person shooter. But I saw it come up on the Steam homepage saying, you know, pre-order now, or preload, whatever they call it. And it looks rather funky. It looks very much like a very action-packed first-person shooter with lots of crazy weapons. And looks quite interesting. So if nothing else, I'll probably play the demo of that. But at the moment, they're the only things on the horizon. Gears isn't out for us until... Oh, no, so we get it the same day you do. On the 20th, you guys are getting that?
Yes.
In actual fact, I'll get it 5 hours before you do.
Oh, well, you'll need the head start.
I'll have probably completed it by the time you pick it up.
Oh.
Wow. Ouch. So you're playing it on super easy then, huh?
That's the only way John plays games. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
He's a noob.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
Fuck off.
Wow!
Oh, John.
I'm going to do it, Justin. I'm going to mute my microphone.
Shut up, John.
Anyway, well, I guess I'll move on to that one guy, Mr. Tardy.
That would be me. I'm so sorry. Mostly.
I don't know why you...
happen again.
Yeah.
I'll try not to.
Well, bitch slap you in the mouth.
Whoa, okay then.
Big gulp you.
Big gulp you in the mouth, what?
Oh my.
That's what you'll be saying when I'm done.
Can I start?
No.
No.
Okay. It's been like... Manamana. Do-do-do-do-do. It's been a while since I've been on, week, it's just been a busy freaking week. Right before I left for XP, I did finish the campaign for Black Ops, finally. Even you Call of Duty haters would enjoy the hell out of that campaign. It was really intense, and they told a very good story, so I'm looking at you, Drew. Mm-hmm. I think you would really like it.
Yeah, he would like it, he'd just say he wouldn't.
No, I'm telling you right now, I know I wouldn't.
You wouldn't like the campaign, you think?
Dude, I didn't like Modern Warfare 2's campaign.
Yeah, Black Ops is better. Black Ops is better because, for the most part, you are controlling one character. There's one other character you control, but he's directly related to the first character. So there's none of that "who the hell am I now" stuff that goes on in the Modern Warfare games.
Here's the fact of the matter. I don't care about the story in Call of Duty games.
This one is so good, though.
Come on, man. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, you know, really, Black Ops is a very... Ken, back me up here.
It is good. It's very good. It's actually a very good story. Even though I don't really play Call of Duty for the story, I was actually interested in the story in Black Ops.
Yeah.
And it's a fantastic game. Don't care what anybody says.
I mean, there are, of course, some of those endless waves of enemies, how do I make it stop moments that are in every Call of Duty game.
That's going to be in Battlefield that everybody likes to put on a pedestal.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, essentially any game that puts you in the lead of a group of people and puts a checkpoint out there, and if you don't know that that means, all right, I need to get to that checkpoint or else this flood of, in this case, it was Vietnamese, northern Vietnamese, you know, they will not stop. You need to push forward.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
let's see, I too played Dead Island. Ken and I were multiplaying it up last night. You got your achievement.
Yes, I finally got that friggin' analog control achievement, which I'm done with that control scheme.
Wow, I prefer that control scheme.
Ugh, it's awful.
Yeah, I started on that, and as soon as I'd hit the 150, I thought, I'll give these digital ones a try, and I haven't gone back.
Yeah, I much prefer the digital.
Mm.
Yeah, you have too much control. There's so much more control over the analog to me.
There is, except that I found myself taking way too much damage when I had it on.
I found myself swinging at nothing.
You need to use the kick a lot whenever you use analog.
Yeah, well, I don't need to use the kick because I'm using digital.
Okay. Yeah.
So suck on that.
Mm-hmm. So the reason I was not watching the clock is because I was knee-deep in Deus Ex. God, that game keeps getting better and better and better and better. I just picked up the augments for Seeing Through Walls, which...
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. It is so, so good. My hacking is all the way maxed out. Jumping, I mean, I would say if you're going stealth, the ones you need to focus on, obviously, you want stealth. But hacking is important. Being able to lift heavy objects, because... Yeah. You know, there were a couple times where before I had it, I'm like, I see a vent back there and I can't get to it, which means I'm going to have to be going through an area that's not so good. You know, being able to see through walls lets you know what's coming around the corner. But jumping also, the increased jump is very useful for getting to some secret areas. I've actually now found a few hidden practice kits, and those are like gold.
Yeah.
You know, the inventory, I guess one of the things that surprised me about the game, and I don't know that this made it into my review, was that ammo is very, very limited if you're playing stealth. So the stealth game is very much, if you play that way, it really drives you to ammo management and staying out of sight and hacking. There's tons of ammo for your lethal weapons because that's what all the bad guys carry. So... I'm playing stealth. I'm trying not to kill anybody. I am playing on Tell Me a Story mode, which I don't know in stealth if it makes that much of a difference. The difficulty. I mean, I don't know if the cone of the cone of vision and your sound travels further in the hardest mode, or if it's just tuned for damage. I will have to go and investigate that. But I'm loving the heck out of the game, and I'm hoping to finish it maybe today. Did a bunch of stuff for review. Obviously, I played Eco and Shadow of the Colossus. The review is up. The video review is up. And then I did two of the new batch of pre-Neo Geo SNK games, Alpha Mission and TNK3. Apparently, vowels are verboten in
SNK.
It stands
for tank.
Yes, I got it. It's tink! It's tink!
It's tank!
You gotta be clenching when you say it, so you don't say the air.
Tank!
Played a, you know, there are so many Xbox Live Arcade games that are coming out right now that it's actually a shame because there are some good games that are getting lost in the shuffle. Skydrift, which is by Digital Reality, came out, I guess, last week, and I reviewed it. It is a lot of fun. It is one part kart racer, one part Crimson Skies.
What the hell was that?
That was true.
And what did I say? It was and Blur. You know how it feels a little bit like the pickups are like Blur a little bit. But there's different modes. There's a there's a mode that is really just about racing and weapons, and then there's a mode that has no weapons in it at all, but it has speed rings, so you kind of propel yourself forward even faster. There's a ton of content. There's like 8 different planes, 4 skins for each.
4 skin?
Jesus. I realized this soon.
Such a child.
4 different colors.
Oh,
there are no
four,
Jewish
if
planes.
If your foreskin is a different color, Drew, you need to go see a doctor.
My personal favorite plane is the Purple People Eater.
I bet it is. Your purple bulldog cheeks. What? Anyway.
But if you like, and it's a very arcade racer. The announcer sounds very much like
3,
you would hear.
2, 1.
Exactly, and then it's like you are now the first, which is a little bit stilted, but you know, but it's kind of humorous. And there's some typos in the descriptions, but for the most part, it's a very competent racing game, and it's $15 or 1,200 Microsoft points. Love those space bucks. And if that's your thing, if you're looking for a good sky-based racing game, the controls are really tight. The planes all fly differently. There were people playing online.
Oh, my God.
I know. And there's, I think, I wrote this down when I was reviewing it. There are... Where the hell is it?
What's the Jeopardy theme music?
Anyway, there are a number of maps. I think there's like 8, and they each have a reverse track as well.
Classic.
Yes. So, you know, it kind of doubles up, which is neat. And then the last thing I played yesterday, and my impressions will go up on the site at some point this week, Warhammer Online Wrath of Heroes. It's in closed beta right now. You know, there are some key features, I think, that are missing, you know, that will be there when it goes live. It's free to play, and the premise is that they've taken the PvP stuff from Warhammer Online Age of Reckoning, which is based on the Warhammer Fantasy universe as opposed to the Warhammer 40K universe.
Right.
And they've taken the PvP and just made it its own game. So it's free to play. It's 3 teams of 6. There are different heroes that you pick, which are kind of like different classes, and right now there are like 7 heroes available. The controls very much like an MMO, which for me, not being an MMO player, especially not being a PvP MMO player, you know, you don't have a standard attack. You've got your 5 skills, and you kind of trigger them all with the 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 buttons. So, you know, for non-PC players, it takes a little while to get used to, but they're 15-minute games. They go to 250, so you can play a couple of games really quickly and get your fix if that's your thing. So I actually think it's probably shaping up really well for the audience that they're aiming at. Might even convert some people from Wrath of Heroes to the full game if they like what they see. And I imagine the other big thing that I did this week was not actual gaming, but I'm sure we'll talk about it later, which is the whole brouhaha that's going on with small publishers and Microsoft.
Brouhaha?
Brouhaha.
Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
And then next week, I'm trying to get through as much Deus Ex now because I know that I should be receiving a package very soon. Oh, God, here, go again with the wrong choice of words.
I sent you my package.
Yeah, to get my packages?
And send me a package. That has Resistance 3, so I'll be playing that. That's a priority. And then Rise of Nightmares, which I've actually seen some really good things about. It is a Kinect game that is really geared towards a core adult market, and apparently you hack and slash zombies in it. I hope it's campy as all hell, kind of like House of the Dead, because that would be funny and enjoyable. And then at some point, I'm not sure the exact release date, but I should get my hands on Gunstringer fairly soon.
Gunstringer.
which also looks like it's a lot of fun. So hopefully we're starting to see the first few really solid core audience Kinect games.
I guess we will see.
We will see.
So now I get to move on to the Wombat.
Well, mine will go somewhat quickly. Because really about the only thing I played was Space Marine, which I'm reviewing. I'll have my review kin to you by tonight or tomorrow morning. Suffice to say, without giving too much away from my review, I think it's really good. I really enjoy the sort of the difference, the different take it has from most third-person shooters. I like the fact that there's a lot of melee combat mixed in. Somebody mentioned the other day that they thought it played like Gears of War meets God of War, and I kind of agree with that to an extent. I think it feels a little bit more like Darksiders, probably because it's built on the Darksiders engine. Really, really good game, and as somebody like, you know, somebody who is interested in the 40K universe, there's a lot of cool little nods and stuff throughout the game. So I'm really, really enjoying it. I'm hoping that I can finish it up here somewhat relatively soon. Ken, you beat it already. How long was it?
I would probably say somewhere around 6 to 7 hours.
And nice. You played it on the easiest difficulty level, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, I'll be able to finish it up before too long. I'm really, really enjoying it. I haven't had a chance to try out the multiplayer yet, so I'm hoping to try that out a little bit later.
Shoot me a message when you want to do that. I'd be glad to jump in and give it a try.
Okay. So other than that, the only other thing is last night, myself and my wife and actually the Boogeyman, who has...
Oh, don't want to know!
And his girlfriend, Sarah, we went to Arcade Legacy, which is an arcade, a free-to-play arcade that we have around here. We've talked about it before on the show. You pay $10 to get in, and then all the arcade machines are free-to-play. So, you know, last night there, my wife and I played Puzzle Fighter. I played Smash TV.
Nice.
What else? Hydro Thunder. I almost played the X-Men game, but we didn't end up having time. Played some pinball.
Nothing moves the blob.
A whole assorted mix of stuff. But they've changed buildings since the last time I was there, and they've got a lot more stuff up there now. So that was a lot of fun. It's a really, really cool business model. It's, you know, the actual arcade has sort of died, but I think stuff like that can succeed, where you just pay a flat fee to get in, and then you can play the games as much as you want for as long as you want. So that was really cool. Other than that, that's all I've played. So, I'm hoping this week, like I said, I'm going to finish up Space Marine, hopefully today, back into Deus Ex.
Yes, Deus Ex.
Indeed.
The game that I want to go back and play.
And haven't had a chance to.
Not at all.
Yeah. Welcome to the holiday.
Holiday!
Celebrate.
Actually, in Ken and I's case, it's probably more... in everybody case except for Drew and Killer Wolverine, it's more like welcome to having kids.
Yeah.
Every day.
Wait, you have kids every day?
Every day.
Poor wife.
Every day. Anyway, I guess I can talk about this stuff, even though most of the stuff I played everybody's already talked about, but that's okay. I too played Skydrift. I agree, it's a very fun little game. I only played through the tutorial in the first level, so I can't speak as much about it. But it's definitely something that I didn't expect to be good, and actually turned out pretty solid. I did beat Space Marine. I enjoyed it. My issues with it came towards the end of the game, where they threw some enemies at you that were rather difficult, even on easy, and it kind of became... I felt the game maybe was a little longer than it needed to be. Because I was kind of done by chapter 12 or 13, and there's 15 chapters. So that's the case with any kind of third-person shooter that kind of runs its course, doesn't change up a whole lot. There was one particular level that kind of diversified it a little bit, and I actually enjoyed that a lot and wish there had been more of that. I was hugely disappointed with the final boss. Not to spoil anything, but basically you fight like droves, like waves of enemies before you fight the final boss, and then the final boss is really... It's not quite Army of Two, which I know, which I know Killer Wolverine and I played and were really disappointed, but it's not quite that. You do fight them, but not the way you'd expect to. And it was really kind of easy and generic, so that was disappointing. But other than that, the game's really good, especially if you're into the actual lore in the universe of Warhammer. The game does make you feel like a big badass space marine, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the things the game does best is that, you know, in 40K lore, you know, there are cultures of people who worship the space marines because they're so far advanced. And I think that's what one of the things the game does best is giving you that sense of not only are you a badass, you're like the top tier of badass.
Oh yeah, like when the soldiers like bow down to you.
Right.
That was pretty cool. So
yeah.
The game does a really good job of that, and it's really, I don't know the universe at all, but I feel like it's really close to the actual lore, which is pretty cool, and I'm sure a lot of people who are into it are really going to dig it. I have yet to play the multiplayer, but I've heard it's pretty good. It's actually class-based, so I've heard it's pretty good, and I'm looking forward to the free DLC co-op, because I think that game would be more fun co-op.
Well, from what I understand, it's like Horde mode co-op.
Oh, well, that still would be fun.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the game definitely is built to be played co-op. There are a couple levels where you go off by yourself, so I guess they couldn't do the campaign co-op, but
right.
It is still, I still look forward to some Horde mode in that game, because ripping through orcs is pretty satisfying.
I'm hoping, the thing about 40K is there's so much, it's been around for 25 years, so there's so much more for them to draw from, and a game that I used to really like on PC that was set in the Warhammer 40K universe was a game called Space Hulk, where you played a group of Terminator Marines, and you were hunting down what they call the Tyranids. They're kind of, to put it in perspective that people on the show will probably know, they're kind of like the, what are the bug things from StarCraft?
Zerg.
They're a little bit like that, a little bit. Space Hulk, it was first person, but it was one of the first sort of strategy first person shooters. You had four units that you were in control of at once, basically, and while you weren't controlling them, they sort of controlled themselves, but you could jump into each of them any time, and it was very intense.
That was Brute Force.
Huh? No, it's much, much better than Brute Force. Trapped inside this spaceship, and your goal, you're sent in there to eliminate the Tyranid. And I'm hoping that they add some different enemies and stuff in the Horde mode co-op style stuff that they're adding to Space Marine. I hope they do a Space Hulk themed Horde map.
Well, like, I can tell you from beating the game that orcs are not the only thing you fight. And
Know that.
Okay, I will leave it at that for anybody who doesn't want it spoiled.
Yeah, I do know that.
So, but yeah, I thought it was pretty good. And I don't know anything about the universe, so I went into it completely blind.
Do you know if this handbook thing that we received is going out to other people? Because it's got some really cool information about the different enemies and the different weapons. And
I read somewhere the other day that there was a game store in Australia that was handing them out. They had like 20 or 30, and they were handing them out to everybody that bought the game. But other than that, I don't know how widespread that is.
Yeah, well, maybe, I have no idea.
I'll talk to you about it later.
Okay.
See if there's something we can do.
Okay. I did play also lots of Dead Island. I've played co-op with both K-Dub and Mike, and I went into both of their games and basically, like, played Bodyguard for a while. Which is fun, because I like being able to just obliterate zombies, because that was my one gripe about the game, is that it has the Oblivion syndrome. I hear myself echoing.
Yeah, I just heard that.
But it has the Oblivion Syndrome, where leveling up doesn't really do you that much good outside of giving you the skill points. And, of course, upgrading your health and your stamina and things like that, because the enemies level with you. So that was really
that
my... Go ahead.
Does going into somebody else's game still benefit you XP-wise?
Oh, hell no. Not if you're super high level.
Not necessarily. You still
get is mission rewards.
You still get the quest stuff, yes, if you're doing quests. Okay. But if you're just hacking up zombies, no. Like in Mike's game, I was getting like 1 XP per kill.
Well, that's true, but I mean, you still get the same experience that you would whenever you turn in a quest.
Well, of course you get that experience. But the leveling itself is kind of what bothers me, because I don't see the point in grinding or boosting my character to level 50 except to fill out my skill tree. The enemies are still going to be tough enough to kill me at any point. So, and I, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing. A lot of people enjoy that type of gameplay, but for me it doesn't give me much incentive to try to level up outside of building up my skill tree. So, but outside of that, I love the game. I think it's fantastic. I think it's huge. It's got tons to see, tons to do. It totally is Borderlands if Borderlands was about zombies and had melee combat instead of guns. It's just totally Borderlands. So, and the last game that I played, the only one that I played that apparently nobody else played, was Blood Rain, Betrayal. And God bless America, that game will whoop your ass so bad. It's made by the guys at WayForward, who have a pretty substantial history in making awesome 2D games. They made The Last Contra, which of course is extremely hard. And Blood Rain Betrayal, considering they worked with Konami, you would swear to God that this thing was a Castlevania that got canceled. Because it literally takes place in a castle. It's 2D. It has all of the type of enemies that you would find in a Castlevania game. It's ridiculously hard. Lots of platforming, lots of combat. And it feels like a spiritual successor to Castlevania, one of the original Castlevanias. But literally the game is abusive. Like, even though I can beat the levels usually, I always rank an F ranking. Because the game bases you on time, skills, kills, and all of that good stuff, and I never get any bonuses, because apparently I take too long to beat the level. The combat is very fast. Enemies can kill you almost immediately. The one saving grace is that you can take any enemy and draw their blood from them to get your health back. So it's not one of those games that's so hard that you can't beat it. It's just so hard that you're going to die a lot and you're going to continue. The checkpoints are pretty decent. They don't kick you back too far. The boss battles are really the highlight. Those are the best part of the game by far. And then of course, if you're into Blood Rain, you know, back before vampires sparkled, Jesus. She was kind of like one of the few vampire video games back then outside of Kane. So, you know, she has kind of an underground fan base, really. And if you enjoyed those games, you're not going to get a whole lot of the Blood Rain lore.
Yeah, watch the movies instead.
No, don't watch the movies. Those movies are terrible. I actually enjoyed the first two games. I'm one of those people that actually enjoyed the first two games. They were fun for what they were. And this one, though, is totally different. It's basically a 2D side-scroller. You'll get some bubble conversation pop up over the characters' heads every now and then, but you're really just a badass killing everybody, is the long and the short of it. But one thing I do want to say about the game is it's fucking gorgeous. If you appreciate 2D at all, you need to go download the demo and just play through it, because you will just be in awe of some of the animation and color on screen. It is gorgeous for a 2D game. But yeah, it'll whoop your ass real fast and have no qualms about it. But that's pretty much it. As far as future fondling, I actually, against all of my better judgment, I bought Resistance 3. It should
I can't
be,
wait to hear you.
It should be arriving on Tuesday, and the only reason I bought it is because I've been listening to people talk about this game, and people talked about how Resistance 1 was the time splitters of the PS3 launch. It was rushed, wasn't finished. And then Resistance 2 was kind of the same deal, where they didn't have the normal cycle for them to build the game, and it just kind of fell flat. And I've heard everybody say that this is the best one, by far, and this is the game that Insomniac always wanted to make. As far as Resistance goes, I've heard that the character is no longer flat, the story is actually well told, and it is a thrill ride roller coaster first-person shooter, which I love those. So, I'll let you know next week, Drew.
Fool me once, shame on you.
Don't start Street Fighter.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, they fooled you three times, and you keep buying it.
Once again, I'm not buying any more Capcom fighting games.
Mm-hmm.
I've already made up my mind about that, and I've stuck to it.
Well, they fooled you twice, so shame on you.
They did.
You can't get fooled again.
Oh, yeah, but I can't get fooled again.
Can't fool a fool again.
Yeah. That's right.
Anyway, I'll let you know, because I did not want this game, but I'm actually looking forward to playing through it after listening to everybody talk about it, so... and outside of that, I don't know what the arcade games are this week, so I don't know if I'll be playing those, and I don't know if anything else will show up this week, but we will see. And I think that pretty much wraps it up. Alright, now that the fondling is over, it's time to do some news.
Yeah, there's no announcer guy this week.
Okay.
The announcer guy's sick this week.
Okay, I was just making sure. Has he got the herps?
He's got the screaming memes.
Whoa.
Okay, so DSi XL is still the same price as the 3DS, and it got a new color, and
yay.
It's totally for you, John. It's pink.
Oh, thanks. Because that's what my life's missing.
Yeah, I know.
You're okay. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Can we read into this a little bit? Your life is missing pink.
His life's missing a little bit of pink.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I feel bad for you.
Anyway. Well, they're trying to bite it off, so, you know.
Holy. Don't hit the zombies with your John Wood.
Anyway. Grasshopper
awesome,
Maiden.
Awesome video game character name, John Wood.
John Wood. Grasshopper Manufacturer has lost two of its high-profile hires from last year, including the Harvest Moon and Little King Story creators. They have left the company. So I didn't even know they went to the company, to be honest with you. So
I didn't even.
It's Harvest Moon and Little King Story. So okay, I'm sorry if you like Harvest Moon. Final Fantasy Type Zero has a collector's edition in Japan. It has a postcard book and a soundtrack. Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Lame.
Well, that was a pretty good Carl right there. Oh, good.
Oh, good. Origin is installed on 4 million computers, and it's adding third-party content very soon.
Origin was secretly installed on 3.5 million computers.
Here was a big piece of news.
You know,
that
as a PC gamer from way back in the day, I still have trouble connecting the name Origin to that.
Don't you think, Wing Commander was Origin, right?
Yep. There's a bunch of games, fantastic games that Origin made.
Oh, yeah. They used to be the kings of PC gaming.
Yep.
This was a really awesome piece of news. I knew it was coming. Hadn't had it confirmed yet, but Crysis, the original Crysis, is coming to PS3 and 360 as a downloadable game.
I'm excited.
How much is
sweet.
It going to be?
It's probably going to be $20.
No, they've confirmed that it's going to be 20.
20 is totally the right price for that game.
Yes.
Because, you know, most of us couldn't run it when it came out. Nobody got a chance to play it. And, you know, now we get to, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I might actually hold off on playing Crysis 2 until Crysis 1 comes out. And play through
the They've done some stuff to it as well. They've added some effects and bits and pieces, which is cool.
And they've remapped the control, so it works with a controller now, which is nice.
Yay!
Well, that couldn't have been that hard, scenes as they've made Crysis 2.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you haven't played the first Crysis, there were a lot more... suit functions. A lot more. That's actually one of the biggest complaints about going from 1 to 2, was the suit didn't seem as cool. NPD numbers hit this week. 360 once again top seller, even though everybody predicted it would be PS3 with the price drop. Didn't happen.
Been good enough.
Basically means that Microsoft has no incentive to drop the price of their system. Deus Ex topped the chart in August, which is good.
Yes.
It means it did pretty well, but unfortunately that'll be the only month it even shows. Because and the only reason Deus Ex charted is because Madden didn't officially chart on the August.
Yeah, came out on the 30th, and therefore it's part of September's numbers.
Yes, which means that in September it'll be Gears followed by Madden. So, the 3DS finally did a decent number with 235,000, more than likely due to the price drop. And software, we're down 34% compared to last year, from 403 million down to 264. August was a slow month, pretty much across the board, but the Xbox 360 still managed to push over 300,000 systems, which is amazing that thing's still
pretty
selling.
Impressive.
Yeah, it's still selling that well. It's crazy. Activision expects, six Blizzard releases in the next 3 years.
Yeah. Sorry, do they know who Blizzard is?
I think they maybe forgot who they bought.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here's what they expect. They expect...
They're like, wait, did we buy BioWare or Blizzard?
Well, BioWare...
Oh, we bought Blizzard.
Yeah, BioWare used to do only every...
What we actually meant was 3 games in 6 years, and we know we're not going to get that.
Well, EA managed to turn BioWare around to releasing 1 or 2 games a year when they used to do 1 game every 2 years.
Right.
So we'll see, but Activision expects 2 World of Warcraft expansions, 2 StarCraft II games, which are the other 2 races, and then of course Diablo 3 and an expansion in 2 years.
Yeah, but I mean, the expansions and stuff like that, I don't really consider those to be full games.
No, that's
what
they're...
got the assets created and all that.
Yeah, but do you remember how long the expansions took to come out for all their other games?
Yeah, no, that's true.
So I don't see that many Blizzard releases in 2 years.
Yeah, let's also keep in mind that this is the company who said, hey, we're coming out with StarCraft 2. Okay, sort of. We're going to split that into 3 games for you.
We're going to turn it into 3 games.
Gotta get that money, boy.
Get that money, boy.
Oh, and by the way, as of right now, the multiplayer, yeah, you can't play from copy to copy. So if you want to play the multiplayer, you've got to buy the new one, even if you don't want to play the campaign.
Yeah.
Sucker!
EA's online passes have generated $10 to $15 million, with Eric Brown, CFO of EA, saying the revenue hasn't been dramatic. So
are we supposed to read into that a little bit? Like, online passes aren't working, or people are buying their games new now?
Who knows?
Always find a way to bitch and moan, don't they?
Oh, well.
I mean, perhaps that means that they're driving people to new game sales, in which case, isn't that a success story about why they're doing it?
More than likely. I think they're happy either way. They're either making the money on the pass, or they're making the money on new sales, period.
Yeah. And it could be worse. They could be Ubisoft and fuck the whole thing up completely.
Oh, God. That was a mess.
As we so eloquently mentioned earlier, the feminist whore in Dead Island.
Yeah, I guess I should have said, no, she's not really a feminist whore. I was cracking a joke. I don't believe that.
Yeah, it was a file that was found on the PC version, which this is why I don't like the internet. Because there's probably stuff like this in every game. Somebody
hot
thinks they're
coffee, motherfucker.
Yeah, somebody thinks they're funny and they put something in there that shouldn't be in there, and then somebody finds it, and then they have to come out and make an apology and all this stuff. So, but basically, that was her rage meter, I guess.
Yeah, it was her gender. They changed the skill name.
Yeah, so
it's actually one of her skills, and I can't remember what its real name is, but it's like gender equality or something.
So a PMS meter.
Pretty much.
Oh.
If that's where you want to go, John.
Okay.
Here's an interesting story, and I don't know why this is a story, but whatever. The director and producer of Zelda, Eiji Aonuma, I guess, I can't pronounce that, he never finished the first game. He said, I almost feel like there's still no game more difficult than it. Like, really, dude?
Ugh. Yeah, have you played Majora's Mask?
Somebody should walk up to him and said, it's dangerous out there alone. Take this.
It's a secret to everybody.
I just don't know how you can make Zelda games if you've never beat the first one.
Oh, I got one. My name is Error.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was a big dispute this week. ModernWarfare3.com. Activision now has the rights to it. I guess somebody put it up. It was a big deal.
Yeah, they made the website, and whenever you clicked on it, it sent you to a Battlefield 3 fan site.
Nice. Well, Activision owns it now. So, Max Payne 3 is finally releasing. It's going to be out in March, and we're going to get a new trailer next week. So we finally get to see what they've been doing all this time.
I heard it looks pretty decent.
It's Rockstar. I really never had much, concern about it, even though it kind of went out. And under radar, it kind of pulled the Splinter Cell Conviction thing.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be fine. Rockstar, as long as you know what you're getting into when you get into their games, you're probably going to enjoy them.
Are they actually developing it?
Or is it Remedy?
No, Remedy's not doing it.
Yeah, yes. Not Remedy.
That's probably a good thing, to be fair.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Max won't look constipated this time around.
Sonic Generations is getting a collector's edition, but it's only in Europe and Australia. A lot of people got excited about this thing. It comes with a little statue with both new and old Sonic, a ring, which hoopty shit, I guess. It's the 20th anniversary edition. It does look nice. It's got an art book, soundtrack, documentary, a history of Sonic, including the sucky years.
That's a big fucking book, then.
Past 20 of them.
And it's got some downloadable content in the box as well. It does look very cool. It's only coming out for Europe and Australia.
I kind of want to play it.
I know Drew and I talked about this. The Slavery, the game.
Yeah,
it's not a real game, but it was intended to promote a Dutch documentary
about
Slavery the Game and how people reacted to the trailer of Slavery the Game.
I know how Terrence reacted, bless him.
I'm trying to see here. It's a documentary about to confront people with an important but often neglected part of history and to remind people that slavery still exists today. So, that's really all it says about it, so.
Okay.
Interesting. Roller Coaster Tycoon is making its handheld debut on the 3DS, and it'll be out in 2012.
Yes.
Really?
Now we can kill, fucking roller coaster passengers in 3D.
You can see them fly up to the screen. That'd be awesome. All PS3 owners can now download the Assassin's Creed Revelations beta. You won't need a PlayStation Plus subscription to get it.
Hey, good news, though. By the time they hear this, the beta will be over.
Madden 12 sells 1.4 million in its first week. And that's faster than even last year.
That's nuts. Expectedly nuts.
Yeah.
Roster update. Go get it.
Oh, shut up.
I'm not even American. I don't get that joke.
The roster updates.
Yeah, like in Street Fighter.
Oh,
you want to buy a throwback uniform pack?
Well, they add characters in Madden too, dude. They're called rookies.
Oh, come on. Who uses the rookies?
So when are the Madden Shadow Battles coming out?
Next week.
Yes.
A Game of Thrones Genesis hits this month. It's a real-time strategy game based on A Song of Ice and Fire.
Interesting.
So, ESRB Watch, Devil May Cry Collection was rated by the ESRB. It's coming to PS3 and 360. It will include the first three Devil May Cry games.
Great. Now, didn't I see cover art of that said only on PS3?
It was ESRB rated for PS3 and 360. Somebody probably created a fake box art.
More than likely.
Diablo 3 beta is very close. It won't require you to stay quiet. Beta testers will not have to agree to an NDA when they play it.
Damn it, I want to get into that so bad.
Well,
I've already applied.
Okay.
They haven't talked to me.
Well, I don't think they're going to call you and be like, "Hey, Drew."
No, I mean, not even an email. They at least, say, "Fuck you, you're not getting in the beta," rather than say nothing.
You know they never, ever say that, right? They just don't call you.
I know,
or
but
email
it,
you.
But it'd be better.
Anyway,
you just need closure.
The 3DS is getting an add-on to the system.
Oh god.
Which,
a second boob.
If you saw the picture of it, this thing looks fucking atrocious.
I gotta go find the picture. I haven't seen it yet.
It's basically a second analog stick that attaches to the bottom of the system and makes
it awful.
It looks so bad. It's so bulky. And you know what the big game they're pushing for this? Monster Hunter.
Yep.
So.
Wow, it's not even the same shape
size. It looks like one of those Nyko battery add-on packs or something.
It does. It looks like something you would buy on clearance.
It looks... Oh, you mean like the 3DS?
Yeah.
So what is it? I mean, where does it plug in to make it actually function?
It plugs into the bottom, and it attaches to the side, so it like has...
It sort of wraps around.
Yeah. It's awful.
It turns your 3DS into the 3DS fatty.
Yeah, pretty much. Which means
the thing is, Monster Hunter works fine without a second analog stick. I played a crap ton of it on the PSP.
PSP.
Well, basically what's going to happen is this means there's a new 3DS coming in March to coincide with the Vita launch.
Jesus. And it will retail for $250.
No, they'll sell it for $199.
That's so fucking ridiculous
with
what
a game.
Doing with this thing right now.
It'll come with a game for $199 with the second analog stick built in. Steam trading is now available to everyone. It adds Portal 2. So there you go. Sony hires former DHS official as the new chief security officer. Philippe Redinger. So there you go.
I don't know.
I don't know who he is. I was just reading. There's some DLC planned for Resistance 3. Next month, two new maps, a new game mode, and new skins for the multiplayer. Dead Island suffered one big setback this week upon its release. The wrong version was released on Steam. It actually allowed you to hit the Y key and fly around the world.
Whee!
By the way, did you see the Penny Arcade comic on it?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Said apparently an early version of Dead Island was accidentally leaked. And he says, how early? And he said, everybody on the island's still alive. said, man, that seems like it would be boring. He goes, no, it's actually really hardcore. Sometimes there's a 10-minute wait for a snow cone.
Nice. The Driver San Francisco online pass is now free after the thing was printed wrong. So basically, you got the Uplay passport code, and it was missing a few letters.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
way to go.
That's how you do your online pass, EA.
Yeah, fuck it up, and everybody gets a faux freeze.
Yep.
Whoops.
Whoops, you did it again. Anyway.
Someone got fired.
This was the story that I had to question. Did it really matter? Halo 4 loses its narrative designer, Ryan Payton. And I know Ryan Payton gets a lot of love in the community. I'm just wondering what for.
Ooh.
I'm not trying to be a dick or anything. But really, he worked with Kojima on Metal Gear Solid 4, which do you really think he had that much change to it? You really think Kojima sat there and said, okay. And that's the only thing that I know that he's done. And not to mention, he wasn't the only creative director.
I don't know.
Oh, there was an update to that story. I'm sorry. He was the narrative designer, not the creative director. So.
Yeah. So he was responsible for the story.
Which apparently he wasn't happy with the way it was going. Well,
it's too long, man. It's just too long. Fuck it!
He worked on Metal Gear and he thinks the Halo story's too long? What? Huh? I'm confused. Video game journalist pioneer Bill the Game Doctor Kunkel passes away. He was the co-founder of EGM in the early 80s.
Wow.
So, yeah. The big Dragon Quest news that came out after the show last week was the fact that Dragon Quest X is an MMO.
Right. And people lost their minds.
Well, I saw who, I don't remember who said it, but I totally agree with the fact that, like, hey, let's take a series that everybody loves the single player for and give it to a company who makes some of the worst online multiplayer games ever.
Who's doing it? The guys behind that boob MMO game?
It's Square Enix.
Oh, right.
And it's gonna be on a console that has pretty much zero online ability.
Yeah, right. It's on the Wii. It's on the Wii, which has crappy online, and it's being made by the guys who made Final Fantasy XI online. So
Final Fantasy XI wasn't the bad one.
Well, it wasn't.
Final Fantasy XI actually had a strong following. Final Fantasy XIV, on the other hand.
Well, still. Neither one of them were great MMOs.
Have they shut down Final Fantasy XIV yet?
No, they actually revamped it.
Is anybody paying for it yet? Or are they still it's still free for everybody.
I don't know that one.
Interesting.
Well, it's a good job Gambus isn't here today. He'd have something to say about it.
Oh, yeah. MGS Peace Walker, not P Walker. The HD collection supports 4-player online co-op.
That's awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
I played some co-op on the PSP with it.
PSP.
It's pretty fun. I got Monster Hunter shit in there.
That's actually all the news we have to talk about outside of course, a story we did this week, which I'm very happy we got to talk to the boys over at Zen Studios. Because last week we had a story about publishers getting the crap kicked out of them by Microsoft and their policies. And basically, somebody wanted to get a hold of us and tell the real story, the other side of the story of when it's good to work with Microsoft. You can go read the full story. Mike did an awesome job talking to these guys.
Thank you.
And getting all of the information out. I am very disappointed to say that I'm part of an industry that will copy and paste an email to get hits. I'm serious about that. That disgusted me to no end.
Yeah, and, you know, it was really disappointing because it was a pitch email, and it was like, hey, we've got this, we want to tell you this story, and it really wasn't meant for public consumption. And yeah, you got to know that when you send something out, there's a chance that it's going to get further than that, but it ended up obscuring the point of the story, which was there are positive things that are happening in this industry. We need to talk about, you know, the good stuff too. And it was, I would not even call this action journalism.
No, it was a reason to get hits, and it was a reason to start a fight. Which
it
is exactly
a
what
shit
it did.
Starter is exactly what it was, and I hate that motherfucker.
So what exactly did happen? What, an email got sent out about something, and they just literally copied and pasted it?
Yeah, yes. They literally copied and pasted it verbatim, put it on their website, and said, uh-oh. And I'm like, really? That's fucking generic. This story was meant to be told by talking to these people and getting the story out and actually, you know, actually doing journalism. And instead somebody just wanted to copy and paste the email to get hits. And I was disgusted by that because that's not good journalism.
Well, that person does that shit all the time.
So hopefully I'm not the only one who was disgusted by that, and maybe next time they won't get a copy of the email.
Yeah. I mean, there's a trust. There needs to be trust between journalists and sources. And that doesn't mean that the story that the source wants to tell is always exactly the way the story is going to play out. But it does mean you have to have a certain level of respect going both ways. And it was completely disrespectful what this other outlet did. And I had heard some things about this other outlet, and I kind of was waiting to see for myself, you know, kind of what the hubbub was. And this... Well. Yeah.
Now you've seen it.
This guy proved himself to be nothing but a hit whore, and it pissed me off.
So, but no, you definitely need to go read the story. It was a great story. I enjoyed hearing about the other side and how it kind of works, and to hear a positive experience that I don't think any mudslinging needed to be done, in fairness. So, but no, it's a wonderful story to hear both sides, and I'm sure there are two sides. There's no doubt in my mind.
There is an interesting postscript to the story, and you know, once the story broke for real, there was a conversation that was a little bit heated between you know, some of the indie developers who were on both sides of this. And it looks like it actually might net some future collaborations. It's not going to change the way these people who are unhappy with Microsoft feel about Microsoft. But what it might mean down the road is some very interesting content for us as gamers. And hopefully new, strong working relationships. And I think that there's there would have been a better way to get to that conclusion. You know, but, you know, I'm looking at it as an overall positive of what happened through this. So I'm trying not to name names at this point.
Yeah, I will just mention that the story was sourced from our guys over at Zen Studios, and that's the only name I will bring up.
Yeah.
Because we mentioned them quite a bit in the story, so.
Yep.
But anyway, that is all the news for the week, so fun start to the holiday rush.
Yeah.
And nobody gets to play anything they want to play, so ha ha ha, bitches.
Well, we've got TGS next week, haven't we, sir?
Yes. TGS is going to be bigger than people think, because I think we're gonna get some news. Which the first trailer for Resident Evil Revelations leaked out of that, and I remember that was the top story on N4G because it had the word tits in it.
Yeah, walking tits.
Walking tits.
Yeah.
Wait, Revelations is the one that's set in the snow, right?
No, it's the 3DS one.
Yeah.
Which the demo I played had Jill, I thought.
So. Yeah, Jill's in it. It's supposed to be in between Resident Evil 4 and 5.
Yeah. Which I'm expecting TGS to also be the place where Resident Evil 6 gets announced.
Yes, and I cannot wait for that.
Mm-hmm. And that's a reboot, right? They're talking?
Supposedly.
They're saying that.
Yeah, we'll
I
see.
I want zombies again.
We'll see at TGS. I think that's where it's going to get announced. Along with the Devil May Cry collection. I bet you that'll be official there, too.
Me and you'll be busy then, Mikey?
Yes.
Oh, it's coming
I'm
up.
I'm expecting hopefully some more final information on the Vita at this point.
I'm sure they're going to announce all the launch titles, probably.
Yeah, yeah, more than likely.
I said they've got like 40 games on the palette right now.
Yeah, so it could be the
launch
could,
over there.
Yeah, it could be one of the biggest launches in video game history based on what we've already seen.
So, should be some good information come out of that, so we'll have to squeeze that in between all these games, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to move over to the Twitter wall.
Twitter!
See what's going on over there. I got a shout from Mookie's Groove thanking me for the Dead Island info last week. It made him feel like his pre-purchase was worth it. Hope he's enjoying it. Mega Monkeys wants to know, who are the biggest achievement whores on the show?
Ken.
You.
Yeah.
Damn.
There's no plural ass on there.
What?
I'm a trophy whore.
Yeah, you're a fake achievement
Ken,
whore.
You would sell your mother if it meant you could get an achievement.
No, I would not. John, I am not that way anymore. That's in the past.
150 melee kills in Dead Island.
Drew has it too.
Hey, I like the controls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. I'm still using them.
Mm-hmm. You wanted the achievement, don't lie. You were I was on party chat with you the other night when you were screaming at the game because you couldn't get the 5-in-a-row head kills.
Because that shit was annoying.
Well, you didn't have to get it.
Yeah, but I wanted to knock their heads off.
No, you just wanted the achievement, don't lie.
Well, fuck you.
That's pretty much all that needed to be said, I think, from the very beginning.
I'd say that my getting 100% in Red Dead was probably my horriest achievement horror moment.
Yeah, well, I guess there's no arguing this conversation. I noticed K-Dub staying quiet.
Yep, he's dead.
That's funny. Mega Monkeys also wants to know who on the show is most likely to succumb to peer pressure.
Me.
I'd say either you or
Not
Gambus.
Me. I like two worlds.
That's true. You were Gambus. Gambus is one of those guys, like, he'll state his opinion, and then you'll say something different. He'll like, well, maybe not. I give him a hard time about that.
I know Mike, because I, you know, I've turned him on to so many games just because of me talking about him.
Yep.
He's influential.
Yeah. Drew might be influential. I'm influenceable.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I'm susceptible to suggestion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his final question is, how much are you willing to spend on a special edition?
I bought the cat helmet.
Free!
Everybody bought the cat helmet.
I didn't buy the cat helmet.
That was the most expensive one, but I'm dropping $100 on the Uncharted special.
I'm dropping how much ever the Batman one is. I think it's $100.
And I dropped $100 on Infamous 2. But I was also really happy to do that because that sling bag came in handy at XP.
I think 100's kind of my limit after the cat helmet fiasco.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I think it, like, I don't know, even 90, I think, is probably my limit.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Unless there's something really freaking cool in there. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Speaking of which, game. I did notice something very interesting. You know, Gears 3 has three different editions. It's got the standard, it's got the limited, and it's got the epic edition. Went to Amazon today I switched my limited down to standard because of the $20 credit and trying to economize a little bit. You cannot, right now anyway, order the limited edition on Amazon. They have, I guess, tapped out their pre-orders. But you can still get the Epic, which is $150.
Yep. Doesn't surprise me. That game's going to sell like gangbusters.
So, I have the limiteds for the first two, and I was feeling kind of, I looked at my shelf and it's like, oh, I'm going to have the standard for three right next to the two limiteds. And choice is out of my hands now.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Yep.
Shanghai 6 gave a big shout to GambusCon for his 472nd consecutive weekly shout out to the Front Towards Gamer. Drew and a bunch of people talking about Dead Island. Follow Friday from Shanghai 6. Mookie's Groove come back says, funny things can happen in co-op with friends in Dead Island, and that made me stick around and play for more. As much as how Dead Island has so many glitches on PC, it's still playable for me, and Fallout New Vegas wasn't. That's saying something.
Yeah, the fun in that game really does overshadow any kind of glitches it has.
Freaker UK wants to know from us, what was the most crazy, intense, or funny experience you've had in an open world style game?
That's a good question.
Damn. I like John's answer.
That's about as much as you'll get out of me. I can barely remember what I played of Dead Island yesterday, let alone something that would happen maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
I don't know. That's a good question, man. I love open world games, so I've played a ton of them.
It's hard for
me to narrow down.
Well, go ahead, Drew. You say you've got one, so.
Being attacked by a half man, half dog guy on his knees in Red Dead Redemption.
What?
Okay.
He was supposed to be a cougar, but it actually mapped him out as a human being. So it was a human.
So it was
a human man running toward me at like 100 miles an hour, trying to attack me, and I shot it, and it just turned into a human.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Nice. Must have been the Beastmaster.
Yes, I think it's what it was.
All the little glitches in Oblivion and Morrowind are fun. I especially like the putting a person in a gate and then closing the gate, and whatever part of their body's hanging out wiggles like crazy, like a worm on a hook.
I still think some of my funnest moments had to be in Just Cause 2 when I would tie people to cars, or I would be on top of a car and like use my grappling hook on a guy on a motorcycle and attach him to the back of a car and just watch him sling back. Those were always fun.
I think a lot of our good times in open world games may be coming in this November when Saints Row the Third comes out.
Well, yeah.
you might be right.
I don't know. Saints Row 2, the mission where you had to throw people into the helicopter blades, that was pretty fun.
Oh, is there still? Have we heard any other news about the Saints Row 1 and 2 pack that's coming out? Like a release date or anything?
I thought it was already out, but I don't think so.
I
don't know. I still own both of them, so I don't really care, but... the first one is...
First one was a glitch fest, but I mean, actually, it was the only game that we had for a while, so...
Yeah, I actually thought the first one was pretty decent at the time.
Yeah, until you played the second one, then it was like, I can't go back. It's like playing Mass Effect 2.
Pay $5 for the comic so you don't have to go back and play Mass Effect 1 again.
Yeah. He says his has to be land mining every apartment door and 10 penny towers and then shooting the guard in the face on the ground floor.
That's awesome.
And yeah. how it rained meat in the chaos.
I remember I shot 10 penny while he was in the tower and it exploded his head. And then whenever I left the tower, I was walking by the tower and I saw a giblet of 10 penny and it said I could search him.
Nice.
That's nasty.
I love that you can search their pockets even if it's just a scrap of meat.
That's exactly what it was.
Key134 says, so I'm playing through Disgaea 3, not 4, eventually, and I really like it. It has great strategy elements and I think it's good. Good game for old school Final Fantasy fans who feel a little bit left out with the recent installments of Final Fantasy. It's not a bad substitute. I'll most likely be getting 4 when I'm done with this. Thanks to Drew, I wouldn't have got this if I hadn't read your review.
My God, you made me significant.
Well, that's debatable.
So now Key is your significant other?
He is.
Wow.
And he was also the winner of our first complete XP patch set giveaway.
And he's also a very good singer.
Well, there you go.
Silfo says, I've managed to catch up as far as the Easter show. Listening to the past is quite novel, especially when you make predictions. But despite listening to outdated discussions, the shows are still great. It's great having funny podcasts on demand. Thanks, all. Well, you're welcome. We enjoy.
Yay!
Neospawn wanted Gambus to do a quick-heated and drunken hillbilly rant about Nintendo's new slider stick add-on for the 3DS. But he's not here.
That'll have to wait for next week.
Yeah. Shay Marungo says, Dead Island is the awesome sauce. Do you put it in your top 3 of the year so far?
You know, it's possible. I'd edge that. That might work its way in.
We'll see. It's in my top 5 right now, but yeah. It's still early.
I don't think it'll be in my top 3 by the end of the year, but I think it's doing pretty well for me.
I'm still trying to imagine what I have in my top right now.
Yeah, I gotta go back and look at my completed list.
Yeah, everybody forgets L.A. Noire, which is that gonna hit anybody's top?
No.
No?
I love the game. I did, but I don't think
it'll be. Did that ending ruin it for you?
The ending and the last, like, two or three missions.
I like the ending.
That's why I haven't played it, so.
Yeah, the last two or three missions got me more than the ending. The ending didn't bother me that much.
Shadows of the Damned is still up on my.
Oh yeah, Shadows is still up there. Catherine's still up there for me. Of course, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's a lot out there that I'm forgetting. And there's
also
still a lot
think
to
that
come.
All of these different games, like you're saying, that your Mortal Kombat's going to be in your top 10 and whatnot. It's going to make some interesting Game of the Year lists at the end of it.
I don't think
Deus Ex is going to be in my top.
I don't think anything. No. The only thing that even has a chance of beating Mortal Kombat for me right now is Batman.
Wow,
I'm pretty sure Batman will beat it for you.
So we'll see.
Batman will be in mine probably. Same thing with Uncharted 3.
Yeah, so, I've still got that.
I really just want Skyrim.
So no, I do too.
I imagine that'll probably be my number one, just knowing my history with the franchise.
And, are you going to pick up Dead Island, Wombat?
What?
Are you going to pick up Dead Island?
I don't know.
I think you'll like it, dude. I'm not
a zombie guy.
It may not be a zombie guy, but it's a lot like Skyrim, or a lot like Elder Scrolls and Borderlands.
Yeah, it definitely feels, especially like the Elder Scrolls games, because of, you got to get up close and personal for the
most
part.
That game is more RPG than what a lot of people think.
The weapon maintenance really leans it towards RPG.
Yeah. There's one other game out there that will probably make my top 5 that nobody's even talking about is Trials.
My God.
Yeah.
I love that fucking game. Neospawn says, oh, well, since he's not here, it would have been funny as hell. We'll try to do it next week. Keep up the good work as I'm off to watch football, real football.
Hell yeah.
So,
so he means the NFL, right?
Yeah, that's how I took it. Shot Caller says, things I've learned playing Dead Island, the infected can suck it. And when there's one, there's usually another close by.
Yeah. You know what? I have touched so much crotch money in that game. I mean, where are these girls keeping $36 on in their bikinis?
Dude, it's down the middle. That's where.
Why is every woman wearing a bikini in this game?
Because they're on an island.
Oh my god!
And because they're easier to model because they're skin tight.
Settled Falcon says, do you remember Kojima Pro's new Fox Engine presentation when the little black dude running around the jungle?
Yes.
I think that was Drebin as a kid. He did mention to Snake that he was too a child soldier. MGS5 with child soldiers?
Oh, God.
Wow. Yeah.
The first thing that better come out on that Fox Engine is a remake of Metal Gear Solid 1.
It better be, Metal Gear Solid Rising. Oh, wait, that was canceled. Oh,
Don't tell anybody. Nobody's told us that for sure yet. We just know it.
Oh, I just have bad feelings that game has been scrapped.
It's supposed to be a Kinect game, right?
What's that?
Is it supposed to be a Kinect game?
It supports Kinect. It's better with Kinect.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Wow.
By the way, can we talk about that tagline when the first Better with Kinect game comes out?
It's already out.
Really?
Child of Eden. Child of Eden.
But that's not.
You told me it controls better with a controller.
I do. I just said that was the first time it was on a box.
Yeah. Oh, first time it was on a box.
I was thinking Ghost Recon. I forgot about Child of Eden.
Yeah, Child of Eden is better with Kinect. I guess Forts is the next one. Then, of course, Mass Effect.
No, it's not.
What?
It's not. No, Child of Eden isn't better with Kinect. Forza isn't going to be better with Kinect.
John, nobody was arguing. We were talking about what was on the box.
Talk about the tagline.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying.
No, it
tagline.
Is. It is better.
I think Ghost Recon. I think Ghost Recon, all it really does is let you do the gunsmith stuff. Yeah, that might actually be better with Kinect, but it still ain't going to be a reason to buy Kinect.
It only does everything.
That's the PS3.
Oh, sorry. But that's all the tweets I have. So, does anybody have anything else?
Now, you had a question from last week, though, right?
Do I?
I thought there was one last week that you said we'd get to this week.
Fuck, dude, don't call me out on this shit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know what the hell we're talking about. If you want to bring it up, you need to know what it is.
All right, well,
I don't.
Fine. I will know what it is in just a moment.
Okay, well, Drew, do we have any reviews?
We do.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, got one from John Lane.
Not John Wood.
No, not John Wood. No. He'll come on next week. Love these guys. 5 stars. Says, there isn't a better video game podcast. I feel that there isn't a better group of guys with more video game knowledge than this group of guys. I thank each and every one of you for all for doing what you do. Please don't change a thing. You are all awesome.
Damn.
It's very sweet, but I do think he's got the wrong podcast.
Wow, John, get the fuck off the show. You're fired.
Thank you very much. That is a very, very
thank you.
Gesture.
I'm not going to be a dick like somebody else. Shut up,
John. That's why you hire me.
Shut up, John.
Hey, Killer Lord.
Wow.
He's alive.
That's all he's going to say. Shut up, John. So there you go. Is that the only one?
That's it.
Okay.
We actually have some stuff in the forums. I will go through them quickly. Iorkara when he posted the picture.
That's old, dude.
That was Tuesday, August 30th. That's still last week.
No, that's almost 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Question has been broken up into 3 separate. This is the Plo617 from last week that you said we get to. Big debate with a friend who says that SNES was the undisputed king of RPGs. I corrected him saying that it that it is probably the king of JRPGs, but RPGs as a whole is another story. During the SNES days, there were some great WRPGs, Western RPGs, but they were more on the PC and didn't prospectively get much mainstream attention. Now, I'm not saying that there weren't some great JRPGs on the Super Nintendo. There were a great many. This is a question. However, there were a great many that... My friend said that... I don't think so. What do you guys think? Okay, however, there were some great Western RPGs in the PC that don't get talked about because most gamers then were restricted to just their consoles. Some people act as if Western RPGs are new when they, in fact, have been around longer than JRPGs. Consoles just have given them the mainstream attention they've always deserved. My friend said that when counting these games, games that he's never played, might I add, that the SNES still comes out on top, but my question is, how can you be the king of RPGs if you primarily only had one type of RPG on your console? It was likely king of the JRPG, and even that might be debatable when mentioning the Game Boy Advance and DS. Hell, even PS1 and 2 had a ton. But RPGs as a whole, I don't think so. What do you guys think? I'm going to condense this down to a question that we can answer. Was the Super Nintendo the king of RPGs, of all RPGs?
That really is depends on what kind of RPGs you're talking about.
Exactly.
The Super Nintendo is my favorite console of all time. It is not the king of RPGs.
If you're talking JRPGs, I don't even agree with Super Nintendo. I think that'd be PS1.
PS1, yeah. PS1 had, God, a million RPGs. That's where most of the Final Fantasies were on.
And even the old Final Fantasies got released on the PS1. So if you're looking for one console that you could own to play even all of those old classics. You could also play Chrono Trigger came out on a PS1 disc, too.
Yeah,
so
it came out on
Chrono Trigger and Chrono Cross.
Yeah. It came out on a Final Fantasy compilation.
Yeah.
So... I love the SNES too. Super Nintendo is one of the most solid consoles in the history of consoles. But I'm gonna have to go with PS1 for JRPGs. And I think you're right. I think Western RPGs have had had a life far before consoles, and are only now just showing up and becoming popular because of the console.
Yeah, I mean, I played a ton of Western RPGs on the PC in the mid '90s.
Yeah, I mean. If you can go back to, like, the original TSR games, or technically Western RPGs.
All right, so I guess that answers the question.
That was the only one.
Okay, so the only shout-outs I think I have that I can remember is obviously Front Towards Gamer, the Red Sun Gamer, and what's the other one we always... God.
There was that one dude, I think...
Johnny
Sentry? Is that what it was?
Johnny Wood.
Oh, God.
Johnny Wood if he could.
Johnny definitely would if he could.
That's terrible. That's terrible. I know we have a contest coming up. Can't talk about it yet. It's actually for N4G, and it's awesome. So hopefully we'll talk about it next week. Also, if you haven't got your entries in yet, do your bacon recipes for me and tag it on Twitter as number ZTGDBacon. Got some good ones so far, some stuff I'd want to eat.
I was curious about that. I said, what the hell is this ZTGD bacon thing?
And apparently John has a shout-out, so go ahead, sir.
I've actually got two. Firstly, I'd like to... two Twitter shout-outs, anyway. At Girl Gamer Talk, I'd like to give a shout-out because she was on episode 68 of Front Towards Gamer, and she kindly gave, for some bizarre reason, I haven't heard the podcast yet, but she gave my... Doctor Who Facebook fan page a shout out, so I'm giving her one in return, a shout out that is. So that's at Girl Gamer Talk. And secondly, there's a little website based in Scotland. They're relatively new, but the website's quite pretty, and the website is Egg Say What, which is Egg Say, EGGSAY, and then What is WHUT. They're also on Twitter, at Egg Say What. So if you give those two guys a follow, that would be brilliant. Thank you.
Alrighty, well, there you go. Does anybody else have anything before we get out of here?
Yes, quick thing. We have more XP giveaway contests coming up. Also want to remind everybody that we are kicking off our Midweek Mayhem Gamer Nights this week. With Dead Island, there's been some questions about how we're going to do this. So here's what we're asking you to do. If you want to be part of the Dead Island Gamer Night, you need to send me, hit me up on Twitter, that's mmfutter, M-M-M-F-U-T-T-E-R, or send me an email using the contact page on ZTGD. My email's right there. Send me an email with your gamer tag. Unfortunately, we all have it on 360, so we're only running this on 360. Send me your gamer tag and send me your character levels. And what we'll try to do is I will pair you up. Looks like we're probably going to have one ZTGD crew member per foursome. So we're doing this kind of like golf. So we'll take you out on a little island excursion. So you get to play with one or more of us that way. So if you're interested in doing that, there's still time to sign up. We're doing it Wednesday night. Send your preferred time, and we can even stagger start times so that we can try to accommodate as many people as possible.
There you go.
I'll be on pretty much all night until probably around 10:30 or 11. So.
Yep, same with me.
All right. Well, that pretty much wraps up the show. Is somebody going to do the noise since he's not here?
Somebody else do it.
You always say that you want to do it.
I know I want to do it, but I'm giving everybody else a chance.
Nobody else wants to do it.
Just fucking do it. Last time I did it, I think PETA emailed me and accused me of killing a chicken.
Okay, I'll do it.
Gobble, right. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
There you go, end it.
No, you gotta do it.
Okay. And it goes something like this.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can... It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.